Hello and welcome to the Best Personal Yoga Podcast. This is the show for caregivers and busy yoga professionals, all about moving and breathing and creating a lifetime practice of personal yoga. And on this show, we ask, have you ever struggled with getting to feel calm? Are your days frantic? Well, that's exactly what we're going to help you with on the Best Personal Yoga Show, where you'll learn how to include 10 minutes of your best personal yoga breaths. This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores.
Hello, personal yogis. This is Carolina Herrera Flores, author of Learn, Commit, Grow with Personal Yoga, your wellness core secrets for busy yogi professionals and caregivers. Today, we have a very special guest. Her name is Martha Lasso Munoz. She is a CEO of Medcare Personnel and an author. She is the founder of MedcarePersonnel.com and the Women's Legacy of Hope. Hi, Martha. Thank you so much for being on with us today. We're super excited to have you. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
All right. Yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here with us today. And we want to know everything about you. And so you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you. I started Medcare Personnel about 11, 12 years ago as I found myself unemployed. And my background is 30 years in recruitment. And so when I found myself unemployed, I thought, oh my gosh, I have to do something. I need an income. So I began to call a few of my contacts, and they were doctors. And so from there, my company, the Medcare Personnel, was birthed.
All right. Excellent. And so we understand you're a wife, you're a mom, you have three amazing adult children, right?
Yes.
Grandchildren.
Excited, so blessed.
Yeah. So you are a first-time author. You love to travel, read books, walk on the beach, I hear.
Yes.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about your books and your website.
So my book was an inspiration. It's actually my bio. It's a true story. As a child, I experienced sexual abuse. And at the age of 16, I found myself in a relationship and I was pregnant. So I got married. And I pretty much wanted to write the book to share with other women that have experienced this as well, that, you know, to not be ashamed. Let's work through the healing process, right? Mm-hmm. So I just felt like it was time. It was time to tell my story. And in the hopes of helping other women, empowering, encouraging, and educating other women. So this is how my book came to be.
Right. Wow. And so can you tell us a little bit more about abuse? What kind of abuse are you dealing with? Or what are some pointers for women?
Right. Well, as a child, sexual abuse, there was, you know, neighbors and eventually family members. So that's sexual abuse, right? The touching mm-hmm. and the fondling. Mm-hmm. And then the abuse, the domestic violence abuse can be, people often think it's just physical. No, it's mental, it's emotional, it's trauma, head games that your partner plays on you. And that's typically a narcissistic behavior coming from a man or a woman. It can be a woman also. And so that is emotional abuse, and that is also considered abuse, and it's not okay, because then you find yourself having to you know, be more concerned for your partner versus yourself. So you're actually not living your true life. And that's why my book is called Hiding from Myself, because I felt like I really wasn't being true to myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So again, it was just important for me to get the word out, the message. And yeah, it feels great. It's so rewarding, gratifying to be able to help another human being.
Yeah, that's true. You are a nurse too by background, right?
No, actually, I recruit and I hire doctors and nurses.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So the story goes that while I'm doing my recruitment and helping clinics find healthcare professionals like doctors, like nurses, oftentimes they would share their story. And unbeknownst to me, you know, that these doctors and nurses also had experienced some form of abuse. So there again, you know, full circle, why I felt it was important to get the book out.
Nice. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. It definitely and a very important topic that we can go about without mentioning it. And it brings such taboo sometimes, you know.
Yes.
And it's part of self-care to understand, you know, communication, relationships, mm-hmm. and how you're feeling when you're in one of them. And if your relationship isn't working, then definitely there is something to do,
right,
that you need to work on. And so a book like yours can definitely spark a lot of inspiration when you're dealing with something like this.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I hear that you're having a cruise. Is that something that you're planning on? Or
yes, I'm partnering. Yeah, I'm partnering with Lisa Harris McLean. And Lisa's out in Galveston, Texas. And at any rate, we met at a conference a few months back. And it's so amazing and interesting how you're able to connect with other human beings that have the same passion, the same goals. And Lisa is all about, you know, also empowering women. So we connected and she's organized this cruise. I guess you could say I'm her co-host. She's the host and I'm the co-host. So we have a cruise in 2020, March 2nd through the 7th. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing cruise. We're so excited. We're inviting all women that have gone through, we're calling it the rough seas. So if you've experienced any form of abuse and you have survived, this is for the women that have survived and they're already at the next level. Like, what do I do with my life now? Do I get a job? Do I seek a career? Do I start my business? How about writing a book, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about empowering the woman.
Exciting, exciting.
Yeah.
So what exactly motivated you to do what you're doing, Martha?
Well, let's see, which part? The book I shared with you, why I wrote the book. It's a personal experience. I believe that I've always had this within me, deep within me, about, you know, helping people. I feel this is a helps ministry. I enjoy working with people and helping women of all ages. Mm-hmm. And I believe in utilizing your tools, your gifts, what comes natural to you, right? Whatever comes natural to you, possibly could be, that's your calling. That's what you're gifted to do on this planet Earth, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's just
your passion.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Following your passion. Mm-hmm. So you've got to be excited about what you do. And if you're not excited about what you do, then I do believe you're in the wrong industry, perhaps, right? Mm-hmm. Reevaluate. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we talk a lot about yoga and meditation And I'm wondering if you see any correlation, if you do any of yoga or any meditation that you think has helped you in your processes.
Absolutely, 100%. We must be balanced, women. We must be balanced. So the work is fantastic. The types of work that we do, great. All this traveling, fun. But if we are not balanced, healthy-wise, emotionally-wise, I think we're headed for a train wreck, right? So early on, I learned that I needed a healthy balance. And by that, I mean some form of workout, exercise, release. And although I'm not a necessarily a daily yoga person per se, but I do find the stretching and the breathing exercises and the meditation for me is praying to God and just quiet your mind. Get to that place where you can quiet your mind. So yes, absolutely, 100%, I do believe that physical fitness, yoga in particular, is very healthy.
Mm-hmm. And it has helped you become clear and focused on writing your book and keeping up with all the daily activities as you manage your company.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. 100%. And I want to learn more, by the way. I'd like to get with you after and we can talk about that.
Sure. There's a whole podcast about it. So I'd love to teach you more about personal yoga. And just out of curiosity, what is the aspect of your work that you really enjoy the most that you can go without?
Well, I think for me, it's, again, working with women, women of all ages, as I said, empowering them, giving them the tools and the resources. I'm very passionate about that. I believe that if you help one hurting soul, you've accomplished what you're put on earth for. So again, you know, just to share and reiterate, for me, the passion of empowering women, helping women is really, I think, part of who I am. So I'm very grateful that I have that gift. That's one of my gifts. So mm-hmm. Thank you for asking that.
Yeah. So with this book, you are also hoping to get involved with doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals.
Yes.
Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. I'd like to branch out into the healthcare industry more, teaching, informing the healthcare professionals, be it a doctor, a nurse, what have you, and just empowering them, because I feel that in some of the conversations that I've had with the healthcare professionals, they're more apt to not want to talk about it because, after all, they're the doctor. They're supposed to take care of us, right? So I feel that they are embarrassed, maybe feeling shame, and don't want to talk about it. So I want to be able to open up and get that dialogue going for the healthcare professionals and letting them know, hey, we're all human beings. We all go through life and things happen to us. You know, it's a challenge sometimes, right? Nothing's perfect. And, you know, why not join and lock arms and help one another? So that's one of my goals with this mm-hmm. book.
Mm-hmm. So the cruise is coming up in, what's the date for your cruise?
Well, again, the date is March 2nd through the 7th, 2020. Mm-hmm. And we're taking signups now immediately. There's a, I believe there's information on my page. If not, I will repost it. But you need to set your deposit. The deposit is $150, and that will secure your cabin. That's double occupancy, $150, double occupancy to deposit for your cabin.
Okay. And so you will be going to Mexico, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Awesome. So you'll be needing passports and, you know.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so excited. I finally got my passport.
Awesome. Awesome. So everybody, we can get in contact for more info on her books and her cruise. And if you want to learn more about Medcare personnel or the Women's Legacy of Hope, you can connect with Martha via Facebook. And it is Facebook, Martha Lasso Munoz, or medcarepersonnel.com, or womenslegacyofhope.com.
Yes.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to leave us with? Best pointers, or, you know, what, any hotlines or anything that we can, you know, share with the public worldwide?
Well, pretty much my information is on my website, 800 numbers that you can call. It's around the world. I think the last word that I would like to say to the listeners is, you know, to not be ashamed or embarrassed of your story. When you come forward, you know, the truth will set you free. And that's exactly what I feel, that the truth has set me free. And this has been many, many years of work that I have done on myself to get to this point. I'm 63 years of age. I'm excited. I have a zest and zeal for life. And I'm certainly going to incorporate more of yoga in my life.
Yeah.
Awesome. And yeah, I've been looking for that. So, and you came to me, so go figure, right? Yeah. But so just that, just love yourself enough to work on yourself.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Yeah. It's a hard thing to do sometimes, especially if you're busy, like what you're saying, and, or if there's something that is keeping you from, you know, whether it's self, you're not self-aware, or you just simply got to a point where you're not understanding where you're at and you're confused. There's always help around. And I myself am a nurse, so I am going to leave everyone here with a phone number where you can all reach out. It is the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and it is 1-800-799-7233. And, you know, just talk to someone if you're ever in any of those situations, or if you're thinking, you know, you could be, or you're stuck somewhere. It's never a bad thing to ask for help. I am a very supporter of that, because if you don't ask, then you would never know. So you don't know what you don't know, and it's best to just get help, get someone in line with you. And it's just a conversation. And by having a conversation, just like what we did here with Martha today, we opened up a channel for another channel for self-care. We know yoga is important. We know physical care is important, but mental care, relationship care, that's also very, very important. And, you know, talk to Martha, talk to a hotline, or someone of your choosing, say, for example, your doctor or your nurse. They are all equipped to also, you know, be of support to you. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. We are super excited to have you here, Martha. And yeah, so thanks for sharing. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, take care, everyone. We'll see you on our next episode. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.